I'm Tom Shivers with the Vending Business Show, here with Greg Haslinger, Vice President of Sales at N1 Technology. And today we're talking about installing cashless readers. So, Greg, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you.
How new does the machine need to be to incorporate a cashless reader?
Well, it really doesn't depend on the age of the vending machine, but instead on the machine's control board. It must have the capability to accept card vends. For example, N1 Technology provides replacement control boards for older AP and National snack machines built in the mid-80s to the mid-90s. There are numerous options an operator has to install the card reader. These range from installing in the additional knockout hole on the door,
okay,
to surface mounting to the door, or attaching the card bezel to a bill validator, and other adapter kit options available from the vending machine manufacturer. So as you can see, it really doesn't depend on the age of the vending machine. It just depends on what's available for that machine.
Well, does it need a multi-drop bus?
For cashless vends to occur, yes. MDB is required in vending machine environment. In an amusement environment, we can work in a pulse mode.
How does the digital exchange collect the data?
Well, Tom, it just depends on that. That question could be a couple different, could mean a couple different things, and I'll try to explain which I think is digital exchange is the industry standard refers to as DEX. So we always refer to this as a DEX file. And most of the vending machines today, the OEMs, are providing what we call resident DEX in the vending machines. If you have older machines that do not have resident DEX, well, N1 provides DEX kits that we can provide DEX data to operators. But in this case, the vending machine controller tracks, stores all of the activities at a vending machine, and it basically stores it in a DEX file that resides on the control board. And if you're using telemetry or remote monitoring, another term, multiple times during the day, that DEX file is transmitted to the customer's database where their machine activity is stored, so they can view what's going on at the machine level before going out there. So if that's, I think that's what the, you know, how to answer that question there.
Any other options there?
Well, there are some other points to consider when you're installing a cashless system. One, which is really important, is having adequate cellular signal strength is needed for cashless to operate. And N1 provides service via different carriers such as AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. There's also the capability of Ethernet and a Wi-Fi. And we also have available boosters and different antennas depending on what the needs are for the customer. Another item to consider is the with a cashless vend being a credit or a debit card, there is a merchant processing fee for all the card vends. And currently, N1 provides a service called Arrow Services, and it's a flat 5.95% currently. You do have other options that you can set up and set your own contractual rates with a merchant processor that we work with as well. And third, with these fees, you also have the ability to offer a cash discount price for a vend, but also have the card price vend amounted higher. This helps the operators to offset their that merchant processing fee that the associations charge. And I think that's about it for now. The other option you have is just, you can, it's a different color of the readers, yellow, black, but that's just aesthetics.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing, Greg. Tell us a little more about N1 Technology.
Well, Tom, N1 Technology, we started, we've been in the business since 1993, coming up to almost 20 years, and basically started in the business by providing the in-one DEX kits as the vending industry was starting to implement handhelds and back room office route management systems. They had a lot of vending machines out there that were not resident DEX. So basically, we developed and built a DEX kit, and a couple hundred thousands have been sold as of today. And as we've progressed through time, we've developed replacement controller boards for older snack machines, as well as remote monitoring devices. And then as time went on, we added cashless to that. And we've also, we're providing LED lights to replace the fluorescents. They also run off of MDB, and they're a match with our boards, which provides MDB. So we've been pretty busy providing a lot of, services to the vending industry, as well as other industries. Vending is not our only one. So covers a lot of different areas today when you're talking about cashless.
Yeah, you mentioned telemetry. That's something that we'd like to interview you at a later date.
I look forward to it.
You've been listening to the Vending Business Show, a publication of A&M Equipment Sales.